Could you talk about the conditions of workers in dangerous agricultural and forestry jobs?
Agriculture means a lot of different kinds of work. It may be crop production, it may be livestock management, it could be aquaculture, it could be fisheries at the seas, it could be family forestry, agroforestry, or it could be professional forestry. So we have to cope at whatever is thrown at us by Mother Nature. It could be very adverse weather conditions, cold or hot. It could be steep terrain, steep rocky terrain. It could be wild seas. If we're talking about forestry, I think a good example is selective logging in a tropical natural forest involving cutting of very big trees. That means that you're not terribly exposed to heat. But what you need to worry about is all the things you cannot see. These are old trees that you don't really know how they behave. You can't see the top of the trees, so it could go anywhere. And the felling is very dangerous. And also trees may be pulled along with it. There may be lianas falling. The danger in selective logging in natural forests is that you will lose your life. Now, if you're working in plantation forests, you're working with far smaller trees and that you can see very well, but you're exposed to heat. You're working with a chainsaw that's much smaller and therefore quite a bit more dangerous. It could kick back at you very easily, whereas a tropical rainforest chainsaw doesn't do that. Strong heat will reduce its labor productivity, and it could lead to heat stress, in the worst cases, heat stroke, which is a medical emergency. The next environment in forestry would be collection of non-wood forest products. Non-wood forest products typically grow on trees, and trees grow high.
What is needed to reduce and control risks, both from the employers and workers' side?
Employers, workers, and even at the end of the line, politicians need to agree on who is responsible for what. It would be normal for an employer to supply protective gear, shade as protection from heat, and fluids to prevent heat stress, whereas a worker is expected to listen and to attend training and to learn from it and to take responsibility for his own safety and well-being by actually drinking fluids provided using safety gear. Together, workers and employers can do workplace assessments. That is, what is the danger if in forestry, this a logging site, what are the dangers here? Where do we want to have the shade? Because you need a shade when you're working under open air. And where do we provide drinks? Sometimes even food. And it's very important also for employers to keep track on what of accidents. Ideally, near misses are also important. Workers are normally reluctant to report them because it puts them in a bad day. Contractors from different cultures, they may come with different cultures and different cultures that make them maybe reluctant to use protective gear.
And what is FAO doing and what results have been achieved so far?
As a forestry student, much of the literature that we read was FAO publications, and we've had a long-standing collaboration with ILO on safety in forestry. Personally, I cooperate with the field projects where we're working with sector development, help do manuals for safe work with chainsaws. At field level, I've been working lately with training in Kosovo in chainsaw work and in planning of safe operations and in training of afforestation, which is also not necessarily a harmless work. It is hard work. In forestry, you cannot separate safety issues from productive. It has to be the same, built into the same. Safe procedures are quite often the most productive ones, so there's every reason for adopting them.
Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Theodore Green.
Been my pleasure.